Right, the special city council meeting for Thursday, April 8th, 2014 will now come to order. Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Best?
Here.
Councilmember Combs?
Here.
Councilmember DeVries?
Here.
Councilmember Erby?
Here.
Councilmember Hanson?
Here.
Deputy Mayor Carrington?
Here.
Mayor Johnson?
Here.
There is a quorum.
All right, very good. Councilmember Hanson, would you lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item of business is audience participation, a time for anyone that would like to come forward to address the council for up to 3 minutes, 5 minutes if you're representing a group. Audience participation is now open. And seeing no one come forward, audience participation is now closed. And that brings us to our only item of business in our special meeting, which is city council approval of city manager contract with Rick Cook. And I guess I will start with I would like to just get a report from Mr. Getty or Ms. Bauer on our recommended negotiations.
Madam Mayor, members of the council, if I may, I can start, and Ms. Bauer and I can jointly give you a report. We did speak with Mr. Cook the next morning and relayed to him the council's wishes. He took those under advisement, and later, and I'm not sure exactly the day, it might have been Saturday, he contacted, correct me on some of these facts, Ms. Bauer, contacted the city clerk and explained his position. And then an email came in. I think that's pretty much it. The city clerk and I conferred on Saturday about the applicant's position, and I'll turn it over to the clerk.
Thank you, Mr. Getty. And last evening, I received an email from Mr. Cook declining the position. I did contact him again today regarding the range that the council authorized and the ability for him to come directly to the council to negotiate should he choose to. I received another email about 5 p.m. thanking me for the information. However, he is declining the position.
I have a question of the attorney. So let me get this straight. So we made an offer of whatever we made, okay? And Saturday, so that's 2 days later, he made a counter offer. Is that correct?
That's my recollection.
Okay, was there any discussion of a counter offer at that point from the city since we had a range? How come?
Well, I wasn't conferring with Mr. Cook directly that weekend, but I don't think a counter was appropriate at that point. And what he was advised by Ms. Bauer, I was not part of that conversation, but what he was advised by...
Wouldn't we typically, if we have a range that we're going to go to and you are authorized to go to a range, you would not go to that level?
The clerk or I need to defend what we discussed with Mr. Cook. We think we appropriately discussed with him the possibilities of his retention as the city manager. And he had a number that was beyond our authority, and if he had another number, he could have presented that to us instead of giving us the top of the range. And so that's sort of what we did.
So, I mean, okay, so let me just get this straight. So you made an offer, and Mr. Cook came back with an offer above the range of what had been authorized by city council. And at that point, he said, well, that is above the range, but our range is to this amount. And if and he was advised of the upper amount of the range, and if he would like to see something different than that, he could come and speak directly to City Council. That's what I just heard. That's what I understood to happen, and if that is that not correct, or is that correct?
No, factually, there's a little bit of supplementation required, and I didn't speak with Mr. Cook
over the weekend, and but he was advised after he rejected, he called back, or maybe the clerk called him, explained to him the top end, and he still was not interested in proceeding. So that's sort of it. So he knew the range of the numbers, and so he apparently conferred with his family and made a decision one way or another. I mean, I don't know what his specific intent was or thinking as to why he wanted to reject the opportunity, but he did. But he was aware of the numbers, and he knew he could have come to the City Council today to talk about that. And that was made clear to him by the city clerk. Is that correct, Ms. Bauer?
Madam Clerk?
Yes. When I received the phone call with the original number that he requested, I did say that was outside the range that he could negotiate directly with the council. I did not give him the top number. I give him back the top number of the range, which, you know, in hindsight, I wish I would have. But I did not do that. I did do that today to make sure that he did know it. And then I received the second email after that saying that he had declined.
So what I'm hearing, I'm not sure that you offered the top, but it sounds like you either offered the top number or suggested that that wasn't an option as the top number. Is that correct? And he declined the top number?
Okay. Madam Mayor, I did tell him also that that was a top number. However, if he wanted to continue negotiations, to please do so this evening.
So on that top number, it's 152.4, is that what it was? Excuse me, I don't know what that top number was. But, do we have any additional comments or concerns or discussion with the council about this, Mr. Getty?
Madam Mayor, I think that you have a rejection of the opportunity for whatever reason. And I think you need to reevaluate your position and where you would like to go. And probably should take that up with more specificity in the main regular meeting under the unfinished business. There's an agenda item on here related to city manager search, and so that the council could revisit that and some of the options for you to consider. And of course, this is not, of course, exclusive. There may be other options. You could re-interview people, select a candidate, re-advertise, and then the other consideration is if you don't have a city manager by May 1st, what options do you want to pursue to make sure there's somebody at the helm of the city? So those are a couple of things that to consider, but the clerk and I would recommend that you take them up in the regular meeting under the unfinished business agenda item of city manager search.
Further discussion, council members? Do we have any further questions or any further discussion on this particular topic that's noted on our special meeting agenda, approval, city council approval, city manager contract with Rick Cook? Any further comments? Okay. Well, without any further discussion,
Madam Mayor,
before us, Councilmember Collins.
This isn't for a discussion, just a point. I would like to see the record corrected to reflect that this is Tuesday, April 8th, instead of Thursday, April 8th, since that's what was read into the record.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And as a side note, then I'd like to make sure that the agendas that have Thursday, April 8th at the top make sure we just get those corrected as well. So for everyone that's listening to this at some future or other date or today, it is Tuesday, and it is April 8th. Thank you. Anyone else? Any other comments? All right. So with no further business before us tonight, this special meeting is adjourned.